Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, in a recent survey, researchers found that about 78% of people who have children admit that they realize that they themselves have pretty much become their own parents. Now, nobody wants to hear that, but it is one of those unavoidable facts of life. Hell, 61% of non-parents admit that the apple has not fallen far from the tree, so to speak. Now, look, genetically speaking, there's no escape, right? Which is why I remind my son, keep laughing at me about my bald head. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your hair while it lasts, young man. Now, the genetics, they're inescapable. So you can look at your parents or their health history and either say good for me or uh-oh. But it's those other traits that we may share with them that seem to bug people the most. Like, do you share their temperament, their hobbies, their work ethic, their alcoholism? For better or worse, we are the product of our parents. And even if you're determined that you will not be like your parents, it's a sign that you would be like your parents if you didn't put in the effort to not be like your parents. But whatever, that's what we're talking about today. Those good or bad moments that we realize that we've become our parents or avoided it altogether. And that's today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. We want to know, honestly, for better or worse, how are you like your parents? Or what would you never do because your parents did?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You rock.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All the shows, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,440. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Once again, we'll be joined by Taryn Daly, Steve Nicks from the Daily Biggs Morning Show. We get into the holiday spirit today on the Sit and Spin.
Is that what's going to happen?
The 10 best Christmas songs of all time.
Based on what? What's the criteria, Mike? Do we know who? Is this Rolling Stone? Is it some random whoever? I don't know who rates Christmas songs, you know?
I don't have the list right next to me. I forgot what the criteria was. I think, honestly, it's streams, it's ratings on, like, Spotify and whatnot like that.
Right.
So they're popular.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's a handful of them I like, and there's a lot of them that I don't. I was, last weekend, I was in a place that had Christmas music on, and I tried to get out of there as fast as I possibly could.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was just like, and it was really old school stuff, and that's
like all the crooners and
typically like crooners. I don't mind them. I don't mind the music,
but Christmas music is different.
It also, and it should be, you know, in the right environment. Mm. And it is the holiday season.
I get it.
If you get out of Palm Springs and you go into a bar or steakhouse and they got a crooner on, you're like, yeah.
Oh, of course. Palm Springs.
It fits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Christmas music should fit, but for some reason, I'm like, this is absolutely horrible. This is terrible. I would never voluntarily put this on.
Yeah, like, I'm just here to buy cigarettes, you know, and I'm listening to this. Like, this, come on, man.
I mean,
but it's everywhere.
There's a couple good ones that I like, but other than that, I mean, at least 70% of the Christmas music out there, it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't.
I mean, I think it's very subjective.
It is, absolutely.
Because I read a list today that the 10 worst.
And we're going to do those next week.
And there's crossover.
Yes, we are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. It just really depends on what you like. And I think it depends on where you're at, right? Mm-hmm. Like Miles saying, like, if you're just at somebody's house or whatever, I don't know. But like in the grocery store, I feel bad for those people. They got to listen to it for a month.
Right. If you bring it up to the employees, just the face they give you, like, I understand.
Yep.
Like, I'm just here to pull a lobster out of a tank, bro. I don't want to listen to this on loop.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're all like 2 minutes long.
And again, and it starts so early, right? So it's like, we could wait a little bit to start it.
No.
Because I've been in a restaurant that cut it off at like noon on Christmas Day, and we were like, whoa.
It's Christmas Day. Today, I pulled
And the waiter was just nice. He was just like, we're going to kill ourselves.
I think
my worst experience in radio, just, you know, it was, I took over overnights for this lady on like the Easy Listening station, and I just remember walking in. I should have known. It's the day after Thanksgiving. And Fran Lane, the woman in front of me, she just had this kind of distressed look on her face. And she says, hey, I have something to tell you. I'm like, what's up? I thought something really bad had happened. She said, you are beginning the Christmas music. And I'm just like, no. She's like, yeah, the overnight 6 hours of it. Everyone else has had to do
plus,
four.
Plus, those songs are short. So you're probably getting 15 to 20 songs
over an hour. And over and over. And I started playing the Grinch song. And my boss would call me like 4 in the morning, like, you can't play the Grinch. I'm like, I can and I'm going to, because it's the only thing that brings me any joy is to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long, long night.
This sounds horrible, but one of the things I hated, I don't know what it was. It's like, you know, sometimes you just hit the lottery on certain stuff. So sure. Around the holidays, my stepfather and my mom, they would go to a ton of holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
Just associates they knew. They would go to different businesses. They would go to their friends' homes or work parties and all that stuff. So at the age that I was at, 14, 15 years old at the time, maybe 13, I remember one holiday in particular that I was always at home by myself. And my brother and my sister were either there with them. I was babysitting or whatever. Yeah. They were younger. So, but the Christmas carolers would only come when I was home alone or taking care of my brother and my sister. And when the doorbell used to ring, you could go answer the door.
Sure.
There's no ring cam. There's no looking out. We didn't have like a window. You open the door and then
there boom, they are.
You got 6 people, 8 people, and they're going to bring that holiday joy. And it's just me in my pajamas at 14. You know, they do a song and I'm like, you know, one guy clapping. And then 1, 2, 3, 4. And then they bust into it. I'm like, no.
How many songs do they do?
Typically 2 or 3.
House?
I was going to say 2 or 3.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, it's like the mariachi band showing up at the Mexican restaurant.
It really
like
is.
Crap. If the guy starts playing, he's here for the duration. Do not make
you eye have to act interested. You can't just sit there and look like, you know, ma humbug. I'm not interested in this. You have to actually, it's good role playing for if you want to be an actor. You know,
it is. Can you stand there and look like you are happy
that this is going
that
on?
That the cold air is rushing into your house?
All you're thinking is, how many more? I did not know this song had this many more verses.
Right.
I just heard the standard one. I'm not even sure I know these words. Like, you're doing the long version.
Like, just do the 5 days of Christmas.
It's exactly. Feliz Navidad. It's got like 2 verses, man.
Yeah. It's like they come up there and start doing 100 bottles of beer on the wall. You're like, oh no. I'm going to be here for a while. Jesus. You know, but yeah. So today on the question, speaking of growing up, we're going to talk about your parents, for better or for worse, how you like them, or because of what they, maybe how they brought you up. Mm-hmm. Not that they meant to do anything or meant to harm you in any way, but you just definitely didn't want to do or repeat some of the things that they did.
Sure.
With your own children.
And I think, just as a human being. I mean, even if you don't have kids. There are things where you're like, look, I did not have to have kids to say what I didn't want to emulate from my parents. Oddly enough, when I had kids, it was more, what do I want to emulate from my parents, right? Because all those stupid sayings that they told you, but you realize the reason you remember them is because they worked. So now I realize the things coming out of my mouth came out of their grandfather's mouth, presumably came out of my grandfather's mouth, and presumably came out of my grandfather's. And you realize, like, some of the things you pass down that are probably going to last for 12 generations are some stupid saying that you say to your kids, either as a joke or to get them to do something.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And you're really like, God damn it. I never wanted to say this to my kids, but now that I think back, there's no more effective way than how my dad, most of the time, said it. So I'm going to say exactly what he said.
They say if you find yourself moaning about the weather more than you used to, or nodding off in front of the television, it could be a warning sign that you have turned into your parents. According to a third of people, these are the main indicators that you become your mother or your father. And it said the average age we start to act like our own parents is 43. Women start the behavior a little bit earlier, about 40, 42. Men, they say, don't turn into their parents until 45. Other key ways we become like them include dressing for comfort. According to 31% of respondents, you know what? You'd rather feel good than to look good, so to speak.
Correct.
They like to be in bed before 10. 30% say they want to be in bed before 10 o'clock. And feeling guilty about just lying around for the weekend, which I don't feel bad about at all. I tend to stay busy, but if I want to lay down, I'm going to lay down. They say listening habits also converge on our parents with not recognizing new music that's being played in the charts. 21%. I heard Daily Mix Morning Show. They're playing some of the biggest hits this past year. Do you know these songs?
Nope.
There was one song I knew, and that was Lady Gaga. Other than that, which was the number one song, so it was the most popular song of the year. But I knew that one, and I did not know any of the other songs.
Well, it's funny, because when I was growing up, I could not believe how little my parents knew about what popular music was, right? Because you would spout off these artists. They had no idea. And then you realize I'm in that boat, because my kids will tell me, you know, 15 artists they like. And I'm like, man, it's not... like, I have heard of Taylor Swift. I couldn't tell you a name of her song, and I do not care. But yeah. other times, you bring up an artist, and I'm like, I've never heard of this person.
Here's the thing
I've
I
never
do.
Even heard yeah. of them.
Well, here's the thing I do. I've got about three or four stations I listen to on the regular, depending on what's on. Seahawks are on, I'm listening to that on the radio. What, you know, you just switch around based on what's going on. But I listen to the high school kids at C89.5.
Yeah.
They play real popular dance music and EDM and stuff like that. So I know the bands before they're popular, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. you're cool.
All right. I know the new Diplo before it even comes out, you know what I mean?
Do you?
Well, yeah, I do, actually.
Ted just gave you a look like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, some people call her Stephanie.
Yeah. Tiesto is not bad either, but you know, whatever.
He is.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you actually knew about his new album.
Well, it's different.
It is.
It's a different sound for him.
I listen to popular hits on a streaming service sometimes.
Just so you keep up.
Literally, exactly. Just so I know.
What percent of the popular hits do you hear that you like? Because sometimes I will hear, it's not like I hate new music.
Look, I'll be
hear
honest
stuff,
with you.
And I'm like, this is not a bad song.
I didn't get Chaperone for a while, but Pink Pony Club's kind of a bop.
I don't like
that. Who's our girl?
Who's Sabrina?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't tell you a song
like
she does.
Man Child's good song.
I don't That's know if I've album. Ever heard it.
Like, she's two for two on me right now.
I may have heard it.
I feel like country music, the newer stuff is more popular now than Top 40 is. As far as people knowing it.
It can be, yeah.
And familiarity.
Yeah.
It's all Morgan Wallen, but yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm say every that. Single song people know.
I know. He shows up on that popular channel. I'm like, I'm not on the country channel.
Well, speaking of music, people say they don't know the new stuff, and they switch radio stations to something more calming.
Calming. Wow.
Also, 61% admit they found themselves buying the same things as their parents, from furniture to fashion accessories.
Yeah.
I've gotten to that point where...
Yeah. The other hard thing with music is listening to new music and not being like,
let's say I buy that shirt, right? And I think it's really comfortable, the one you got on. And you got it in kind of a burnt red or whatever the color is. If I
call
like
it terracotta.
If it fits me right, then I'll go online and buy four more of the same shirt.
Mm-hmm. I do that.
In a different color.
That's a great shirt.
If I find a pair of jeans that fit, for God's sake, I mean, that's like hitting a lottery. If I find a pair of jeans that actually fit me the way they should, guaranteed I'm buying at least two more pairs of those jeans because I don't want to look for them anymore. Mm-hmm. My mission is complete.
You see the shirt I'm wearing right now?
Yes.
It is in four different colors. Honest to God, because I tried it on. So every color they had available, I grabbed, and I'm sure plenty of people do that. Maybe they don't, but my father's notorious for that, and he always does it with shoes. So if he finds a pair of shoes he likes, he will buy two pair because he goes, look, these are the shoes I'm going to wear until they run out, and then what I'm going to do is get the new version of the exact same ones and put them on. Now, I will say this, and this kind of blows my mind. I know I must be doing okay on the clothes because my son asked me a lot where I got wherever it is I'm wearing, and then he'll want the smaller version of that.
All right.
So I'm
That's
like,
cool. That's cool.
Well, maybe.
I would never want to dress like my dad.
Because the flip side is, like, dude,
ever.
Either you were very uncool at 13 or your dad's doing okay. Now, that said, I'm very basic and utilitarian, right? It's the hoodies that he likes or a shirt like this.
Yeah.
Or a Ravens jersey. I mean, he's not so much asking me about my shoes, but certainly my tops.
Well, I try to wear the same black shirts, right? I just bought a bunch of them. This is the same shirt, just different colors.
Right, exactly. So here are
how many shirts do you have of that shirt, different colors?
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you're ready to rock for a week. You don't have to do laundry.
All right. I'm wearing a different color today because I got to wash my black ones.
You got the week covered.
That's right. Then I'll be back in business.
Telltale signs that you're turning into your parents. Say if you're guilty or not, you complain about the weather.
Well, I think it depends where you live.
Well, I do all the time.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
You do?
Yes, all the time. Nonstop.
I know. It's never light enough.
I know.
That it's too light.
It's wet. It's
too
bright. It's cold. It's raining.
I don't know what temperature you actually want.
What temperature
do you
want? 70 would be great. Anything above that.
Oh, come on. If it's 70, you're bitching it's too cold.
Well, it's because it's July 5th, you know.
This is also the time of year that you guys come up from every break, say the same thing. God, it is disgusting out
there. Well, because as a smoker, you're just out there more.
Like, God, I mean, this damn, sucks. Man. Like this is really expensive to pay for this crap.
It's awful.
You fall asleep on the sofa in the evenings.
I did that at 7 years old, man.
Yeah, I do it every once in a while.
I said it earlier. My big issue is, I don't know, like, and I'm getting a sleep machine. I don't know if it's sleep apnea or just getting old. I just can't lay horizontal. I will fall asleep.
Okay.
I could sit in my chase lounge and watch TV. But I did it last night.
I'm telling you, man, now that I got that thing, that platform for my bed.
Yeah.
Sleeping with your head up. That makes a world of difference. As far as acid reflux, everything. You feel so much better when you wake up in the morning if your head is slightly above your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, that's... I
got one. I don't know that is
positive.
True.
Proof positive. I can guarantee you that.
Right, I try to do it, but the problem is some point through the night, I will throw the pillows around.
That's just your go-to move.
What's that?
You don't use a pillow.
Right.
I try to keep my head up higher, but yeah. I wake up and it's on the other side of the bed.
You're throwing it.
Yeah. I got to get I got to get like a pregnancy pillow.
Okay.
You like to be in bed before 10?
No.
I typically go a little bit later than that.
I like to.
I know Sunday nights. You're a sleep apologist.
I am.
But yeah. You're kind of an old man.
I am.
You were born an old soul.
I mean, to be, but I never am because there's always the wind down that we got to do. Mm-hmm. So.
People say you look just like your mom or your dad. I get that a lot, especially if I grow a mustache. People say I look like my dad. Well, thank God your dad, not your mom. But also the 22-year-old version of that.
So I feel pretty good about that, because that was the only time that he had a mustache.
I look like my mom.
When he was younger.
I know. Like, so I was in Houston over the weekend for a funeral, right? And there were about 70 relatives there. My brother and I were kind of the last two to show up at the staging house, so to speak. And it is so effing weird when you open the door and every person there looks like you or your brother.
But your brother looks more like your father.
Absolutely. Same mannerisms, everything.
Well, but the Houston family is your dad's
family. That's my dad's son.
So are there more people that look like your brother than you down there?
No, and that's what's weird, man. So even though where I was is my father's side of the family, my brother definitely looks like my dad. They act the same, the whole thing. When I open the door, you would think it's my mother's side of the family.
That's weird.
It's really weird.
Well, maybe that's why he was attracted to your mom.
I get it. Because
you look like
a family member.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Still makes me uncomfortable. Right. I don't need to know. I don't need to know their history. It's all good.
I mean, look, my stepfather was Italian. There was Italians everywhere. I think Italians are hot as hell. I mean, now granted, they were, you know.
Sure, but are you looking at your own cousin or you just go to?
Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
I'm just saying, look,
you can look at good looking family members.
Yes.
Like,
sure.
It's okay to say it. You know the ugly ones. You would have no problem saying that either.
Depends on if they're listening.
But the good looking ones, you know, like, hey, he's a good looking guy.
My cousin Brittany, right? Complete smoke show. She's the actress. Gorgeous girl. But still, all I see is my family.
Mm. Well, you're not, I mean, you recognize that they're attractive.
Yeah.
You know, my daughters, I think, are beautiful. They're my daughters. I think they're very attractive. But that obviously doesn't, you know, that has nothing to do with
anything more than a compliment. Does anyone think their kids are ugly? Because, look, I've met some people's kids, and I got news for you. Your kids are ugly, but I've never met a parent who has said, I honestly think, like, I look at my children, I think they're beautiful. And obviously, there's a lot of bias on that. But I do think, objectively, I would still think they're good-looking kids. But then I realize every parent thinks that. And look, man. My kids got friends. They go to school, and it's like some of these kids are not good looking.
Yes. Yeah. I have family that knew that there was an ugly kid, but they later blossomed into a very good looking.
All right. Well, that's fair.
But adult.
Did they say it at the time, or did they?
I think they said it at the time.
Because some parents are more apt to talk about a kid's actions.
Sure.
It'd be like, my kid could be annoying or this or that.
Sure.
But you're right. It's very rare to hear somebody be like, man, I got an ugly kid.
I saw
the big boss last week. My daughter came down. The one was in Africa for a while. I haven't really seen much of her. I'm going to see her tonight, actually, though. But we were out, so we just took a picture. I wrote date night and put it up on my Instagram page. And I saw the big boss, and he said, who's I date with? And I was like,
ew, man.
That was my daughter.
Come on, man.
And he's like, oh, okay, because I look way too young. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What do you think I am, Ricker?
Because it's my kid.
Sorry. I mean, he would say the same thing.
Oh, for sure.
If Ricker dated a woman 10 years older, he'd be like, Ricker, what are you doing? What happened to you? Who are you? I don't even know you anymore.
That just seems like a weird time for him to get straight.
I admire him for it, man.
There's all the new music.
Isn't that wrong?
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents? Or what will you never do because your parents did? 206-803-ROCK.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In the men's room, text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Trailing up to Unwrap. Join us at Tony Fee's on Friday. The show was live from 2 until 6 before the pre-funk, they call it.
Yes.
We call it doing our show from Tony right. Fee's.
Because we're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing the show.
Everyone else is going down.
We're also going to have a couple of the artists from Unwrapped coming down to join us.
Correct.
For as long as they can before they need to get back to the arena. It's only a couple blocks away. They'll have the men's room IPA and a bright yellow can available for you as well. Absolutely free as long as you're 21 age or older.
That's it.
And then we're going to hustle it over to the arena and get ready for a great night. Unwrapped tickets, by the way, still as old as $55 if you want to pick those up,
man.
And join us for Friday night. Those tickets on sale now, KISW.com. All right, for better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, doing great, well. Man.
Good. So I have the same personality as my father. We like to shoot guns. We like to watch, like, very old movies that will be canceled in today's generation. Same music. He got me into rock music at a young age. Took me to my first two shows when I was in high school.
What were your first two shows?
My first two shows was Slash, Miles Kennedy, and the Conspirators during the World on Fire tour at the Moor in Seattle. And the second one, may he rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne with Black Sabbath at the Tacoma Dome on February 6th.
That was a good one.
Those are some strong shows to start with, man.
I kind of find, like, when you're in a car, you're trapped. So no matter what your parents are listening to, that's what you are going to listen to. Mm. Every once in a while, you get a turn, but for the most part, it's their way or the highway. And a lot of those bands, not necessarily do I listen to them, but I know every single lyric to all the songs. Like,
yes.
I mean, Jesus.
If you play Anita Baker, I hate to say this, I can sing every lyric of every song. And I had no choice.
Right.
My mother would listen to that thing on repeat. It's just, but now.
When I listen to those songs again, I'm like, you know what? Three Dog Night didn't suck that bad.
Well, I now own the Anita Baker record because I realized now that I don't have to hear it, I actually like what the hell she was doing.
Or the Guess Who or whoever the hell they were listening
to. Right. To me, it was Motown.
Right, same thing.
My dad just played it all the time, but I love it now.
We're just talking about George Benson outside. Miles was like, man, I picked up some George Benson albums. And I'm like, my dad gave me his vinyl collection. I grew up listening to that stuff every single day. So he kind of blew it off. I got his put it on. I'm like, George Benson was a badass, man. Right. This stuff's great.
Well, but even when the Carpenters come on, I'm like, oh, my mom loved the Carpenters. She loved the Carpenters.
Okay,
she still does like the Carpenters. I mean, she doesn't listen to them all the time. But, I mean, I grew up listening to that crap. So when I hear it, I'm like,
it's nostalgic.
I know all these lyrics.
Right.
Like, I know every single lyric to these songs.
Well, Justin,
Carole King's the same way.
So, Justin, all right, so these sound like good things. Are there any negative things about knowing that you are basically your dad's son, so to speak, where you're like, oh, boy, this is the
negative
other part of
things,
it?
Yeah. I think it's more on his temper. I would say the least, on his temper. Like, it will take a lot for me to get ticked off. It's the same way with my dad. Like, but it will, I will get to the point where I will go ballistic on something like my dad would.
Okay. But it takes a while to get there, you're saying?
It does take a little bit for me to get there.
Do you have any, do you have any food similarities?
Food similarities? Yep, pretty much.
Okay, that's the one that, that's the one that's a little bit different for me.
Well, I take after my mother in every way except diet. All right, so me and my mother, we're both crazy. We're loud. Do not tell us what we can or can't do. Blah, 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 all that stuff. We're loud mouths. We know it. But when it comes to food, my father and I basically have the same palate. If it is made of plant, we'd rather not eat it. Or my brother takes after my mother. The only way he takes after my mother is diet. They'll both eat anything.
Well, I'll try anything. Doesn't mean I like everything.
Right.
But I know for a fact, as far as like what my mom enjoys, is not necessarily what I'm... what I'm wanting to eat.
Sure.
You know, I'll see my dad sit down and order something. I'm like, yeah, you can have anything. Like, why did you pick this?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, we're at a restaurant, man. Like, you can order something, you know. That's.
I mean, I definitely have some of them. Like, I find myself now, like, sounds, when my dad did it, I don't know why as a kid it would annoy me, but now I do it. I'll just get a paper bag and then crack peanuts sitting in my living room watching
sports.
But
it bugged you as
would
a
you
kid.
Get, would you get the paper bag up? Yeah, and he would do it all the time.
Well, it makes sense because you don't get all the peanut shells anywhere.
Look, I get it. I don't know why as a kid it annoyed me, but I find myself doing it, especially like Thursday night football. Like, oh, but have some peanuts.
Do you do that with pistachios too?
Yep.
Okay, all right.
But
I should try that because it makes a mess.
There's certain things, like, you'd be hard-pressed to ever see me order country fried steak.
But it's delicious.
I know, but he would just go on and had to order it every time and stuff.
So do you not like it, or you just cut it out because you're tired of hearing about it?
I think I'm just tired of hearing about it.
That's
and
fair.
My mom would always be like, don't order that. It's like the worst thing you can order.
Well, I mean, not as far as your health.
For sure, yeah.
Correct. And he'd be like, oh, got to get one.
We went to the Five Point. I'm like, Dad, they have the best hamburgers in here. They got great fries. You know, Five Point's really solid breakfast food, all that. He got an open-faced turkey sandwich, right?
All right.
Now, they put it on Texas toast, like egg toast, like egg bread. And it's toasted real nice. And it's they use fresh turkey. They make their own breasts and slice it.
Yeah.
And then the mashed potatoes. And when he ordered it, I was just like, what the hell are you doing? And then I look over and I'm like, oh, my God, that looks great.
That's what it sounds great, man.
Yeah, but I would never order that. You know what I mean? But
sure.
He's got this big plate of food. It looks like Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like, damn, man. All right. Okay.
But what about your kids as far as, like, there's certain things you can definitely see with your kids. You got this from your mom. You got this from me. Whatever. But when it comes to their food choices, my daughter could drive you absolutely crazy. I'm like, I don't give her too much grief because that was me, right? She knows what she likes, and at her age, does not want to try new things. And sooner or later, she'll get through it, but it'll drive my wife bonkers.
Now, how long did it take you to try new things?
When I started working in restaurants, so like 18 years old. Honestly, it's just,
okay.
I knew what I liked, and for me, you know, it's peanut butter and jelly or a bowl of cereal. That's it. That's all I need. Pizza, the obvious stuff, right? But as far as stuff you're going to make for yourself, that was it. My daughter is very much locked in the same way. And then when I started working in restaurants, you just had to try different meals. And then all of a sudden, you know, the whole world suddenly exploded to me. I still don't like what I don't like, but my palate definitely developed. And I'm like, all right, you know, man, I like a lot of different things now. And then I see my son, who's like his mom, just he'll try. And like you said, won't like everything, but he'll try anything. Rarely will he say, no way.
Well, my brother to this day will not try new stuff.
Really?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
And he worked in restaurants,
like,
right?
I mean, stuff that would seem, you know, like sushi.
Sushi.
Okay.
Refuses.
He's never even tried it.
Right. I don't think he's ever even had, like, pad thai. Just the idea of going to a Thai restaurant to him, he's just like, no.
Will he eat Chinese?
Yeah, but, like, American Chinese.
Like, General Tso or something.
Correct. And that's much more like,
so Panda Express.
Like my mom and stuff. So I'll take a little more like my dad. I'm like, well, we got to try it.
Yeah.
Actually, my in-laws are like that, man. It drives me bonkers when we have to visit them. None of them. Well, my one sister-in-law, she will try things. She lives in Manhattan. So naturally, she's willing to try more food. But the rest, man, like if we go there, when we spend the week at the beach, like you're going to eat the most basic stuff on earth. If they all want to go out for dinner, that's the part that kills me. Like, look. If you're going to cook food, I'm not going to say anything. I'd eat whatever it is you make. But when we go to a restaurant,
vacation,
you know, my wife and I, I'm like, we're pushing to go to, like, place blank because the menu looks
interesting.
Shack. Right, and they're like, hey, man, we just want burgers and nuggets. And these are grown-ass adults.
You could get a burger at a restaurant.
I know, but they don't even want to go to a restaurant
that gives you the option of eating interesting food. I'm like, dude, it's a beach town. There's a burger on every freaking menu down there. If you want chicken nuggets, they're... Every menu has them on there, right?
I'll tell you what.
Right. I was going to say, like, in my family, I'm almost, like, the exotic one.
Right.
Which is what you try.
Right. Like, I mean, years ago when we went to Disney World, right, you get, there's this, I forget what it's called. Basically, you prepay before you go.
Sure.
And you can go to all the different restaurants at the resorts and everything. So you've already paid for it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to try some ass.
Yes.
And they're just like, oh, he's crazy.
Where did you go that blew their mind?
Yeah, dude, again, simple stuff, right? Like, I like monkfish.
All right.
I would never try monkfish.
Like, wait, you wouldn't try it?
That's what they say.
Like, come on. Just try it.
What's it taste like?
It used to be called poor man's lobster.
Correct.
All right, I've never had it.
I mean, that gives an indication, right?
Right there.
Right.
So it's soft and delicious.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
So it's like black cod.
Popcorn encrusted mahi-mahi.
Right.
I can
too
remember.
Exotic.
Right.
Like, that's exotic? No. Popcorn encrusted? Popcorn.
That's what I'm saying. I like the Smiths are pretty plain. And they can make good food, but you're right. It's all kind of the same
stuff. It's the same stuff. So when we were there in August, the deal I made with my wife, because I know how it goes down with the family, we're going to have dinner together. And it is fun. You have a good time. It's just the food is... So I said, all right, listen. We are going to lunch on our own. When we go to lunch, it is you and me. That way we can get whatever the F we want to get. And then when we sit down for dinner... Well, they do the dinner, and then there's always one big night where the whole family goes out to a restaurant, and again, you're just looking at the menu like, how would you like your burger? That is about the extent of the questions that they're going to ask you. And I'm like, look, I have no problem with burgers, but I'm like, I flew 3,000 goddamn, I can get a burger anywhere. Can we just go somewhere?
What happened to you in Houston? You ended up eating at Olive Garden. I've never been to Houston. But all the talk about Houston and barbecue,
it's so
if I'm
good.
Going there, it's like Kansas City. I'm going to eat barbecue. If you have barbecue in your town, Memphis, wherever I am, if that's what they got, I'm going to eat barbecue. To go all the way to Houston, Texas, and eat Olive Garden, to me, is just like, wah, wah.
It was, man. I flew down for a funeral. And 8 million family members there, but the one thing about that family, they can hook up barbecue. Make no mistake, they can all cook it. You can go to any restaurant. It is delicious. So it's a sad occasion, but let's not lie. We were all kind of
it's
excited.
A celebration of life.
Too. To eat the, but that, you know, I will say her funeral was truly that. It was so extravagant. It was ridiculous. I won't go through the whole thing, but I got there Saturday morning. The funeral was Saturday afternoon. So I guess Friday there was a viewing, whatever else. And my parents have been there the whole time. And if you knew my Aunt Fran, this would not shock you. But I just found out yesterday via my wife. She's like, yeah, I talked to your mom. She's like, Fran had a wardrobe change between the viewing and the funeral, and then I believe internment. I'm like, what does she share? I mean, like,
yes.
You are not alive, and she still had wardrobe changes. But if you knew her, you go, of course she did. But the funeral ends, and everything in Houston is 8 million miles apart. We finally get back to the staging house. We know we're going to eat, and all I'm thinking is barbecue. And we roll in, and there's some caterers already there. I'm like, all right, cool. They got their sternos burning. And they pull the foil off the top, and I'm like, is that goddamn Olive Garden?
So what'd you get?
And I knew it was Olive Garden because of the breadsticks.
What did you get?
So you had the choice.
Seriously. Did you go fettuccine? Did you go red?
Do you want the fettuccine, or do you want the spaghetti noodles? I got the spaghetti noodles with the red sauce, which came with the meatballs. No, I want some of that chicken, too. So I got the chicken and the meatball. And look, it was fine. The breadsticks were delicious. But even my cousins, I had two cousins that were there from L.A., and they came over to me, and they were like, hey, man, I was expecting barbecue. I said, well, me too, man, but we can't say anything. Now we look like bad people if we bitch about the fact that it's Olive Garden, but honest to God, I wanted some freaking ribs and some pulled goddamn pork, and I was pretty sure that's what was going to happen because everyone in this house, all 70 of them, eat barbecue. So it may have been because they eat barbecue all the time. They wanted to do something different, but I'm like, Olive Garden.
Well, man, when I go to the place, I want to eat the local cuisine.
Right, so kind of same thing on a funeral. We had my dad's first funeral, right?
Yeah.
Right before we did the one in Arlington. Same thing. You know how it is. It's hard to find a spot on a Monday afternoon. But we found this brewery. So we had like cold cuts or something.
All right.
So now we're going to go to Cousin Tom's house. So on the way over, I said to my Uncle Phil, who's driving me, I said, let's stop at this seafood restaurant. So we haven't had any. And I'll buy a few orders of crab balls, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Not cheap, but let's do it, right?
Yeah.
And then we pull up and he goes, Ted, those smell amazing. And I said, you know what? Your brother died. It's my dad. I said, F him.
If we sat there in the car and just ate one order.
Right. Could have gone in and sat down.
Right, because as soon as we brought them in, they were going to get attacked by everybody.
Oh, of course.
But same exact thing. Like, it was like, how are we at this funeral and have nothing with blue crab involved?
Yeah, I couldn't
especially
wrap my head
around. Fly 3,000 miles.
The last time I met up with my family in Ocean City, Maryland, it was a family vacation. And they want to cook like 3 or 4 nights out of the week. We're only there for 5 nights. This is where I get all the food that I've missed that you can't get anywhere else.
Sure.
It's just local to that area, and it's good stuff. And look, I don't want to go out with 8 people either. You know, I mean, you guys go this place, you go this place, but I just don't want...
I don't want
ground beef taco night. Like, not tonight.
Oh, I had it.
Not tonight. I just don't. Did you have it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you we had to go to the grocery store. My wife had to get whatever.
Oh, that's right.
And I said, I will grab, just give me the list because I want to get out of here. So I grabbed the stuff. And she's like, hey, that's not even the right brand of canned corn. And I'm like, come on, man. She goes, look, you know my family. It will be an issue. I'm just like, fine. So basically everything I grabbed, we had to put back and then just get the right brand name. I'm like,
what
it's corn in a can, man. Well, they know. She's like, they will know.
So there was a fight in my family. And granted, I wasn't part of this. Right? I was already living out here. But they're all at the beach. Same thing. Everybody takes a turn making food.
Yeah.
So one guy just, it's fine, but he just put frozen meatballs in a crock pot with marinara sauce. So a couple people said, hey, we're going to go out for dinner. Oh, hell. That's a big issue. Had to have a family meeting the next day.
Are you serious?
Because they skipped meatball sub night.
Oh, well, it made meatball sub. That actually sounds pretty good.
It does, but that's not what they wanted.
I know, but that's better than ground beef taco night.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Look, you're getting
They're very close.
Them. Okay.
Like, right, if you said...
So hey, he was insulted. He was insulted that no one ate
He was insulted that a few people skipped frozen meatball night.
No, I get it, man. And it's I just keep my mouth shut. I know what the deal is. I said, hey, look... They're fine, but again, just where we stayed. Again, I'm looking at my wife, like, literally a block and a half away is a bar that has very good crab cakes. I would rather go there.
We can walk.
Yeah. That's all. But so, like I said, that became lunch. And even then, I'd have to quietly sneak out. You had to go check on the kids at the beach. I did not. I went around the corner. I got a beer, and I would get a crab cake. Then my wife got hip to it, like, I'm going to go with you. We will sit down, eat crab cake, crab pretzels. Yeah. It's just like, look, man. It's fine, but I'm just saying, if I'm going to be in this particular location, that is very much what I want to eat. Because, like you said, it's just not available anywhere else. This is the one time I'm here. So when I was in Houston this weekend, right, it was a turn and burn flight, very tired, whatever. But, man, that barbecue is going to be so good. And even when I took off Friday night, my mouth was watering because I'm thinking, man, I know my uncle's going to hook it up. He did not. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whenever I'm someplace, I got to eat what I want to eat there. Except for when I was in Houston in the airport not too long ago, there was a Whataburger, but the Whataburger line was all the way around the corner.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, God damn it, I've got 15 minutes to get on this flight.
I got one last time I was in Austin.
They're building a new one in Houston. It was all the talk.
Yeah.
Not an airport. This was a standalone, and as we drove
that's
by.
That's what I'm saying. When you go certain places, you just want to eat the food that's there. One thing that makes me happy as far as my own kids go.
It's the same thing in Massachusetts with goddamn Duncan. Cod. Hey, Ted, did you see they're building a new, used to be a bank. It's going to be the new Dunks.
Yeah.
Oh, really? But there's 5 Dunks in Hyannis already.
Why is this exciting?
A big deal? Who cares? It's like when they announce a new Chick-fil-A here. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Now that it's here, it's like, okay, well, it's closer to you now.
Good. Yeah.
Like when they open up a new Dick's, I'm like,
exactly.
I got mine on 45.
All right, cool.
I'm good, yeah. Well, no, I think I just don't care.
No, you're right, but trust me, he's right. Well, people in Texas with Whataburger and people in Massachusetts with Dunks. It is a religion.
Yep.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
So when I was growing up, my parents had a rule, basically. If they went on vacation, they flew places.
Mm-hmm.
They went to see stuff. If the family was going, it was always by car.
Yep.
All right. So back in those days, they would come back, and my stepfather would take a lot of pictures. So you have all these exotic locations. They would go to the equivalent of, like, the grocery store, the Rite Aid, whatever, get their film developed as soon as they get home. Like, look at our vacation. First of all, they never took pictures when we were on vacation.
I never went on vacation. We went to visit family.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't go
on vacation. We went to Ocean City and places like that.
Yeah, we did.
But we were always in the car. So I just remember one point in time, they were flying someplace to, like, the Orlando or something, like Disney World's there. Like, can I go?
You're not going.
Yeah, right.
But you're in Orlando.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going. They're going to fly down there. So I made it a point to say, like, I want my kids to be a little bit more well-traveled if I can.
Yep.
And instead of just dragging them for hours in a car, probably the longest car trip we've ever taken is 10 hours to go someplace. But other than that, you know, I just wanted them to be able to go and see different things. So
they're probably like 9 or 10. And it's just us three. And I look over at these two kids, and they have their headphones.
Oh, yeah.
They have their gaming stuff. They have their neck pillows. They have packed a small suitcase. It's the right size. They've got all their stuff in there. Bless you. You know, whatever they, to occupy their time, they've got books. They've got this. They've got that. And I'm like, you know what? Freaking win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
that's
man.
How
absolutely.
Like, yeah. They travel better than I do. Like, I think I forgot underwear.
I just told my wife, I'm like, look, man, and who knows what the future holds, but to your point, I want to actually take vacations with the kids, not just see, there's nothing wrong with seeing relatives. But like I say, we're stuck in the car for 3 days, 16 hours a day. And in the end, you're seeing your cousin, but you're just at their house. There's nothing exotic. It's not like there's a pool. It's not you, like you were there. And even then, you weren't going to restaurants. It's like you were going to eat there. And I love seeing my family. But I'm like, again, like you said, I'm in L.A. I know good damn well Disneyland. I'm 8 years old.
Yeah.
Disneyland's up the road. And they're like, yeah, man, you know. We're not feeling that. Like, I sat in a car for 3 days to go across the country and see my cousins who I see all the time. Can we go to Disneyland? No. So I do try to make it a point. Like, guys, we're not seeing anybody. We're going to a place. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what it's about. And we're not driving.
For better or for worse, how are you like your parents, or what will you never do because your parents did it? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.